Move from data subjects to data subjects for data stakeholders. Every day, people collectively generate an astounding 1 million terabytes of data, according to IBM. This data is gathered by our smart devices like phones, thermostats, and TVs, capturing details about our preferences, health, and locations. Big tech companies control much of this data, acting as collectors, while we, the public, are seen merely as data subjects. To steer this landscape, individuals must recognize themselves as active contributors to this data ecosystem, with rights and responsibilities akin to being data stakeholders or data citizens. By asserting our role in data creation and usage, we can better understand and protect our interests in this digital age. The concept of datafication, which refers to the gathering and utilization of human-generated information, is increasingly shaping our daily lives and will profoundly influence our collective future. It's imperative to hold companies accountable for how they handle your data. As a data citizen, you should have control over how firms use your data, and it's a mistake to assume that data-driven technologies like AI are neutral or always used ethically for good by businesses. Profit-driven interests shape these technologies, with no guarantee of benefiting the public. If you don't feel empowered as a data citizen now, you're not alone. It requires a shift in perspective, collective action, and global organization to become an active data stakeholder. A human rights perspective on data enforces accountability for collectors. Data tends to stick around on the internet like gum on your shoe. Removing it is not easy. There are four main reasons why this happens. 1. Both data collectors and individuals who unknowingly contribute personal information are responsible for creating data. 2. Data encompasses ordinary activities like your daily commute time or how often you order takeout from a favorite restaurant. 3. Data is continuously exchanged, sold, and combined with other information sources. 4. Data remains indefinitely accessible because it spreads widely and cannot be completely monitored or controlled. Data's ability to stick around comes with a cost to people. It can erode dignity, autonomy, and fairness, which are basic human rights. We need to ensure that these values shape how data is gathered and used in our society. Human rights in a data-driven world. Human rights challenges arise as our use of data expands. Consider the ethical dilemmas of using algorithms to decide refugee status or managing data of those who perish in conflicts. Lawyers Yuval Shani and Daphna Dror Spolyansky emphasize the importance of recognizing the rights of online persons in digital spaces. Protecting our sensitive information, like old tweets or deleted emails, can be extremely challenging. At RightsCon, a big meeting about human rights and tech, people are working together to make sure tech companies follow human rights rules. But it's not easy. Governments find it hard to control big tech platforms like TikTok because users have to agree to lots of data rules when they sign up. Some countries even use these platforms to spy on people, which is illegal, and shows why we need to change how we think about who owns our data. Secure personal data rights is a complex task. Establishing data rights similar to property rights is challenging due to the nature of data co-creation. Your data is valuable but differs from the typical property because it's not solely yours. Both you and those who collect your data have a stake in it. Data isn't just created by you alone. Data collectors and your interactions with others also shape it. Shoshana Zuboff points out that companies often view human experiences as free material they convert into behavioral data. Companies gather and process your data, condensing it into simplified forecasts. As an individual, your influence in this process diminishes because your data, once combined with vast amounts of others, loses its significance. This is concerning because data acts like a unique blueprint of who you are. Those who manage your data essentially wield authority over parts of your identity. understand data ownership and rights. In today's digital landscape, the complexities of data ownership and rights are evident. Unlike physical possessions, digital data's perpetual existence challenges the notion of ownership because verifying its presence or deletion becomes uncertain. Additionally, not all data carries the same importance or risks. Metadata, for example, timestamps of email sending, is less revealing than content data, for example, email contents, and sensitive information like health records can profoundly influence employment and medical decisions. As individuals, advocating for our data rights involves establishing guidelines on which data categories should be restricted from processing, safeguarding privacy, and ensuring equitable treatment in crucial areas like healthcare and employment. Trade in facial data threatens human dignity and autonomy. Facial recognition technology enables companies to capture and utilize data from your face without your consent, raising important questions about the ethics of this practice. Given that our facial features are integral to establishing identity, it's worth considering whether trading facial data should be treated similarly to organs, which are non-transferable, or more like photos, which can be sold. The commodification of facial data could potentially undermine personal dignity and autonomy. Without action, companies will continue to exploit this data indefinitely, highlighting the urgent need for human rights-based protections for facial data. In some countries like Canada, biometric data, including facial information, is considered private and protected by laws such as PIPEDA and the Privacy Act. However, relying solely on consent to control how facial data is collected poses a significant challenge. Obtaining proper consent requires a clear understanding of how your data will be gathered, shared, and used, including potential risks involved, a complex task that is often difficult to achieve. The risks of facial recognition technology. Facial recognition technology, FRT, poses significant risks due to its frequent inaccuracies, like misidentifying individuals as criminals during law enforcement use and showing bias against darker faces, which can contribute to the development of surveillance states. To mitigate these risks and prevent potential social harms such as discrimination and government overreach, it is imperative to establish clear ethical guidelines for the use of FRT. Your data lives on beyond you. In the digital age, the fate of our data like photos, messages, and emails after we die is evolving. New technologies are emerging to preserve a digital version of ourselves beyond death. Microsoft, for example, has patented bots fueled by social data that can mimic living or deceased individuals based on their online interactions and activities. This trend could reshape human relationships, offering the potential to learn more about loved ones from their digital personas posthumously, possibly revealing hidden aspects of their lives never shared in person. The treatment of posthumous data with dignity requires establishing standards akin to those for human rights. The creation of bots resembling deceased individuals raises ethical concerns regarding autonomy, privacy, and consent. Even if someone consents to such a bot, there's uncertainty about its ability to accurately reflect the deceased's wishes with the required discretion. It's crucial to define norms around the creation of digital selves, who can create them, and under what circumstances. Consideration must be given to implementing protections to prevent the mistreatment or degradation of these digital immortals, as well as preparing for potential hacking or malfunctions. Big tech requires oversight and accountability. Tech giants like Google, Amazon, Meta, Apple, and Microsoft, GAMAM, offer services that most people consider essential nowadays. These companies can shape how users behave online and control what information is shown on their platforms. Unlike governments or public institutions, GAMAM's main focus is on advancing their interests rather than serving the public good. It's time to hold expanding corporations accountable for how they handle our data and uphold human rights. Harvard Law professor Noah Feldman once suggested creating a Supreme Court to oversee Facebook. In response, Facebook set up its own oversight board, OB, in 2019. Today, Meta's OB members vote fairly on whether to keep or remove content, guided by human rights norms around freedom of expression and Facebook's rules. To maintain control, global tech governors must adopt similar oversight measures demanded by stakeholders. Society should recognize data literacy as a fundamental human right. Access to data literacy is crucial for everyone today. Just like being able to read is a basic human right, understanding and working with data should also be one. The United Nations says literacy is essential for people to fully participate in their community and wider society. Similarly, being data literate means having the skills to work with, analyze, and argue with data confidently. Making data literacy a human right would empower individuals to be more involved in the world of data. Libraries can be key in helping people understand data better. Many libraries are already expanding what they offer, providing technical training and access to new technologies like 3D printers. Just like they help with reading and writing skills, libraries could also help with understanding data. Learning about data would mean people know more about sharing their information, so they can make informed choices about it. Standards require a collective effort to develop. Shifting towards a human rights approach to handling data isn't the sole change we need to safeguard everyone's interests. We must also create guidelines to address issues arising from new technologies fueled by data. One big question is, should we recognize lifelike digital beings as having rights? Should governments grant rights to these virtual entities? The responsibility to protect your data rights largely falls on you. If people don't take action together, companies are unlikely to change their practices. We need to organize and call for global standards that apply to all data collectors. Without working towards change, inequality could worsen, and our autonomy and dignity may be at risk. New solutions like data trusts, which act as intermediaries to protect our interests, need to be developed. Our data shouldn't be solely controlled by corporations and governments. As co-creators of data, we have a right to have a say in how our data is used. Key points. 1. Adopt human rights-based approaches to safeguard dignity and fairness in data usage. 2. Implement ethical guidelines for facial recognition technology to prevent biases and discrimination. 3. Advocate for clear rules on data ownership and processing to protect different data categories. 4. Recognize data literacy as a vital human right for meaningful participation in the digital age. 5. Ensure oversight and accountability of big tech for upholding human rights in data management. 6. Collaborate globally to develop standards like data trusts to protect individuals' autonomy in data usage.